This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. All right, my next guest, I've known about his work. I've watched his work. He works at what I would refer to as a, straight off the bat, a disadvantage because he's in New Jersey. in New Jersey. But he still does it, and he does it every, it seems like literally every day. He does things like the diversity shoot. He is known for some of his programs, like Simon Says Train and the Second Amendment is for Everyone. We are talking about Tony Simon. Good evening, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man? Nice to see you on again.
Yes, sir. Now, real quick, just so we can recap, because we're going to go somewhere with this in about two or three segments. But let's set the stage. You believe that the Second Amendment applies to every American citizen in the United States?
100%. Yes, I do.
if they can buy a gun legally, the Second Amendment is for them.
Second Amendment is for them. I named the place, organization or workshop the Second is for Everyone because I meant it. Yes.
So, do you ever get any pushback on that? Does anybody ever come to you and say, well, what are you, crazy? I mean.
I've had people say it a few times and try to sail that one past me, and usually I squash it with intelligence, just logic and facts. I mean, that's all I have on my side. It's not as if I'm doing something amazing. It's not right. As if I'm a great wordsmith. It's logic and facts.
And who typically will come to you and tell you, well, you know, it's really not for everybody, is it?
It's usually someone who, one, has never owned a firearm for personal protection at all, has nothing to do with the firearm industry, and usually believes everything they hear on the news.
Now, that's an interesting point. Now, you do a lot of work with Anthony Calandra, the Gun for Hire. Right. Mm-hmm. Radio host and gun range owner and everything else. How big of in New Jersey, he's rather unique. You and he are closely associated. How many people come to him, or when you guys are together, come to both of you and sit out there and look at you and say, you know, I never knew. I had no idea. I didn't know this existed.
Oh, a lot. A lot of people come to Anthony's range, which is Gun for Hire Range in Woodland Park. Great range. He opened it up to me to allow me to have my events and host my events there. And people come all the time, and they're amazed at the clean, bright range full of people from every race, every religion, age group. They're all there. They have a concierge at the front desk to greet people. No one was expecting that walking into a gun range.
Right.
Then you look around. You're in Jersey. You're 20 minutes from New York City. You're 20 minutes from Manhattan. So, right. Yes, the demographic fits your location. So you have everyone there. And people who only listen to their favorite newscasters, who are, of course, mostly anti-gun,
right,
believe that you have a bunch of toothless white rednecks walking around with neck beards and flannel shirts. And they're blown away that, well, that's not the population of this particular establishment. Yeah. So, yeah, you're welcomed by all of those people. And truthfully, when you run into the toothless redneck neckbeards,
yeah,
they welcome you too. So there is that.
Well, that's good. That way I know I won't get shut out. Anyway, so I didn't realize it was that close a proximity. So in New Jersey, what are the limitations to the guns you guys can have?
Your show is not long enough. So I'll go ahead and run down the silliness. 10-round magazine limitations as of December 10th. Coming up at December 10th is 10-round magazine limitations. We can at least have detachable magazines. We can't have anything with a bayonet lug. We can't have a semi-automatic with a folding stock with a detachable magazine and a bayonet lug. Pretty much if it's fun, they want to stop it.
Right.
And, of course, to get a firearms ID card, you have to apply to your local PD. By law, they have to have the answer to you in 30 days. Some of them take pride in taking up to a year to get you your purchase permit and your ID card. For every pistol you own, you have to have a pistol purchase permit. And again, supposedly by law, it takes 30 days. Again, some of them are proud that it takes up to a year. And all it is a background check with two, not witnesses. What's the word I'm looking for here?
References?
Yeah, two references. Yeah, two references. And then they have a list of 10 excuses they give you why it's taking over 30 days. And one of them is your references didn't get back to you. I actually have the checklist because it's in Evan Knappen's book on Jersey gun law.
Right.
And I've checked 8 of them off my own town.
Evan Knappen, for those of you who don't know, is a lawyer in New Jersey who specializes in Second Amendment cases, who has a lot of work
in New Jersey.
A lot of work in New Jersey. So,
and of course, it's the hollow point bullet thing and the transport and firearms, and it's all really convoluted. And again, your show isn't long enough, but it's totally disgusting and against the Second Amendment and a big time infringement.
Now, how do you have a concealed carry permit?
I have a concealed carry, but of course it's not a New Jersey concealed carry because there are only 1,200 of those in the state of 1 million gun owners.
So where is your concealed carry permit?
I have Utah and Florida.
Okay. So everywhere but where you live.
Oh, pretty much, yes.
Yeah. So I have read, for example, that they give out about 400 of those a year. But I've also read that, like, the Senate president of New Jersey, Kevin Sweeney, while he has a permit himself, I'm told, he has also stated, but I'm never going to, there's never going to be permits as long as I'm the president of the Senate.
Well, they've stacked the deck for themselves there with judges, too, because you have to go in front of a judge to get your pistol, I mean, your carry permit, and all of them say no. Everyone says no all the way up the line.
And, of course, you're talking about the prolonging of the process. That's what happened to Carol Bowne, right?
Oh, Carol Bowne was just trying to get a pistol purchase permit. She wasn't even trying to get a carry permit.
Right.
Yeah, she was murdered 40-something days into her permitting process, which, again, 30 days is the law. There's just nothing that backs that law up. And what's a law with no teeth?
Nobody's ever sued over that or anything?
Yeah, the ANJRPC, which is the Association for New Jersey Pistol and Rifle Clubs, New Jersey's NRA chapter, was gathering together stuff for a lawsuit, and they had to send letters to all of these towns, and there were over 500 towns and municipalities violating this, and a bunch of them backed off, but some didn't. So yeah. I think they have to start the process all over again. That's some legal stuff I don't know about. But, yeah, they got everything together a couple of years ago, and they were going to sue everyone.
How would people find you?
People will find me on diversityshoot.com. That's the easiest way to find me. You can also find me on Facebook.
Yeah. Diversityshoot.com. We're going to talk about Diversity Shoot when we get back.
Okay.
Tony Simon, you can go to his Facebook page and everything else. We're going to continue to explain what he does, and then I'm going to ask him the big question. But that's in a minute when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. This is the finest cup of coffee with the same temperature from beginning to end that you're going to find. And for those of you who are self-defense minded, it also is a very fine bludgeon. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I am talking to Tony Simon of Simon Says Train, of the diversity shoot of the Second Amendment is for everyone. By the way, Tony is a member of several subsets of groups in the nation. He is a member of the best looking man in the world because he shaves his head like I do. When you see a bald man, we don't have problems with self-confidence. He is a military veteran. We gave our youth to the country so that you guys would not have to. He is a shooter. He also, in the last of his list, and this is simply a descriptor, he is a black American. So, he's a black American who runs something called the Diversity Shoot. Tell me, Tony, what is the Diversity Shoot?
I'll give you the elevator speech. The Diversity Shoot is a workshop designed to welcome all people, regardless of color, race, gender, sexual orientation, political background, or financial background, into the firearms community. I introduce new people to guns all the time. I bring them to the range. I have prizes from different companies. I introduce them to real gun owners. I introduce them to Second Amendment advocacy groups. I bring in the NRA ILA. We have fun, food, and pizza. Fun, food, pizza, and firearms. That's what we do. We go out and shoot different kind of guns, especially in Anthony Colangelo's place. We have a huge cornucopia of firearms we can pick from. But I usually have the people that come in bring their favorite firearm and introduce a brand new person to that gun. Now, we don't allow name calling. There's no snowflakey, libtard, any of that stuff, because I want all people to be welcome. We are only talking about the Second Amendment. I'm not going to allow anyone to divide our audience and our people, because we have more in common than we don't have in common. And that's what I'm building on, those bridges to introduce people to firearms owners. And when they look around and see firearms owners of every race and age and background, they're overawed. And then they're relaxed because they usually find someone who looks like them. Usually it's a friend or a relative or co-worker or somebody that brings them, but they don't have to cling to that person all night because we welcome them. Matter of fact, the person that brought them is going to be in another base shooting a gun. And we're going to have a safety class with all new shooters. We give them a safety brief before we go in. And most of our volunteers are in every port, and you go from port to port, and most of them are NRA certified firearms instructors or people we vetted.
Right.
And they introduce them to guns from a broom handled number 9 Mauser to Tommy guns to revolvers to lever actions. We just had to stop the guys from shooting the AR-10s because it is an indoor range, and man, did they get on my nerves.
So, let me ask you about your attendees. So, do you have women?
Yes.
Do you have members of the LGBTQ community?
Only reason I can say yes is because some of them wore T-shirts.
Okay. Do you have Native American? Is there anybody that is excluded from your?
So you have only people that are excluded is anyone that wants to go there and be nasty and rude. I don't even mind you disagreeing with us, and we can have that conversation.
Right.
But as long as you're open-minded and pleasant to people, come on down.
So, conceivably, you're going to welcome a black female that is a member of the LGBTQ community, which I can't think of. Is there anything more that would be the superlative minority?
A black female who's in the LGBT community that also has a handicap and is a Republican?
Whoa. See, I expected you to go one better. I figured, but you went two. So, that's time to get out of the cameras, isn't it? Just to say, listen, ma'am, it's a pleasure to meet you. And how on earth have you? You must be tough already. Come here and let me teach you how to shoot so you can continue to survive. So, Within the diversity shoots, this is where, you know, a lot of people pay lip service to go find a person that doesn't own a gun and take them shooting. You have the facility, you have the process already in place, and you're doing, how often do you do a diversity shoot?
We run them right now every 2 months. The calendar year for 2019 hasn't been made yet,
right,
but we're probably going to be running them more often at different locations. But we're going to stay at Gun for Hire Range in Woodland Park, and other locations will be added between those dates at Woodland Park.
So
in February.
How big of a turnout do you have for a diversity shoot when you have one?
Well, we had the very first one in 2015 had four attendees, myself and my partner.
Mm-hmm.
The most people we had was over 80, but the classroom only holds 40 people.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty much jamming up the entire range on a Thursday night, including causing traffic jams in front of the place.
Right.
So we had to start selling tickets, and those tickets are available on Eventbrite, and we limit it to 40 people now. So, yes, we have 40 people come for the most part almost every time.
So you've set capacity and you reach capacity.
We set capacity and we reach capacity often, not every time, because sometimes in the summer, kids in school, like right now for this one, Christmas is coming up, so we might not reach capacity this time because people are spending their money elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Christmas time. Christmas time is here. I could play the Vince Guaraldi trio, but I'd probably get in trouble for copyright, so I'm not going to do that. In addition, the other thing we haven't pointed out is Anthony Calandro. If you can't tell, he's a Caucasian Italian who partners up with Tony. So this is truly a Second Amendment is for everyone sort of occasion when Tony's doing this. And both times I've met Tony, which I didn't really understand the first time, Tony. But, I mean, the second time I really didn't understand that. But every time I see Tony, he's like, hey, post for a picture with me.
Yep.
So you get pictures. So, yeah, that's on Facebook. Me and Tony. Was that at NRA? That must have been NRA.
NRA in Atlanta.
Yeah, so. Go check him out. Give out the websites one more time, please.
DiversityShoot.com. That'll get you to my website. The Facebook page is The Second Inch for Everyone. The Instagram page is Simon Says Train.
There you go. We're going to be right back. We're going to get to the big question next segment. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
USA Radio News.
Just before 7 o'clock Eastern Time, former President George W. Bush was shaking hands with mourners at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Bush had a moment of silence beside the casket with his father, who's lying in state. He then greeted people, shook hands. Bush was accompanied by his wife, Laura, and brother, Jeb, and many of the other family members were in attendance as well. After being briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel, even more senators are convinced that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I went into the briefing believing it was virtually impossible for an operation like this to be carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge. I left the briefing with high confidence that my initial assessment of the situation is correct. There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee. Be the cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The perfect cup of coffee from beginning to end. And when I'm saying perfect, I'm saying it's at that temperature that you want it to be. Burnoutmugs.com. You drink coffee, Tony?
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, you know, the right temperature means a whole lot to a man drinking a coffee, drinking a man or a woman. Maybe I should get them to do the diversity shoot mug. Anyway, all right, so let's set the stage now. So, Tony Simon, he is pro-liberty, military veteran. He tries to invite everybody out there. He says the Second Amendment is for everyone. Have you looked into this Black Friday shooting that happened in Alabama?
I looked into what was being said on some of the high points of it.
Well, let's set the stage. A 21-year-old black man, military veteran, was shot when the police initially thought he was a rampage killer. Turned out that he was a military veteran with a concealed carry permit, and the I would call this an unjustified shooting. And out of this, which I'm almost certain that he didn't call you or anything else. Trevor Noah, South African citizen, that is the host of The Daily Show, he said that the Second Amendment isn't for black people. I mean, it's just a fact. Right.
was the question he said. He said, the question I ask myself is, how does this keep happening? Cops are called into a situation. They see a black person, and then immediately they shoot. That's what they did here. They ran in. They shot the guy, and then they were like, we got him. Wasn't one of the responders and where was it? At the Kroger store? Where was that at?
What are we talking about now?
There was a guy out there with a rampage shooting, and there was a concealed carrier that was black that ultimately stopped the shooter, and the cops didn't kill him right away. What do you see out there among these kind of things? Do cops look at black people automatically and shoot them?
Yeah, that hasn't happened. I've been black a really long time. maybe I've just been lucky.
Yeah.
I listened to his little bit on the show, and I find that he's anti-gun, so there is no concern. He has no concern for armed black firearms carriers, concealed carriers. He's anti-gun.
Right.
It's this. I'm not saying he's disingenuous about someone being dead or being killed. I'm saying he's anti-gunning. He has an agenda. Now, I listened to the little clip he did, and truthfully, some of it's funny because he's a comedian. And that's something they hide behind when you point out their facts are wrong. They go, it was just a joke. So he's a comedian. He has a political agenda. And he's trying to push this whole victimhood status on black people. Not a victim of just because you're black. You're a victim because there was a mistake made. This guy was killed because a mistake was made. A lot of mistakes were made. Now, I did not know he was running from the scene with a firearm in his hand. I heard his dad say that. Why are you running around at a shooting with your gun out? If you're not facing the person that's doing the shooting, don't have your firearm out. You can have your hand on it and still have it in concealment.
Does that belie a lack of education? Is it sort of a, you know, Shanine Allen? When she drove into New Jersey and she thought, you know, I'm a lawful citizen and I've done everything and I'm going to tell these nice policemen exactly who I am and they don't need to worry about me. Is that a lack of education?
Exactly. And it's the ignorance of the law and it's ignorance of how to carry a firearm. You need education. Regardless of your skin color, if you carry a firearm, you need to have actual firearms training, and I'm not talking about just your concealed carry permit or your hunter safety class. I mean defensive firearms use training. I just had some from Rob Pincus this weekend from ICE training. It was a two-day class. You need to learn what to do and what not to do. You also need to learn how to speak to police officers while armed. All of that is really necessary. Just getting your concealed carry permit and being a good guy with a gun is not enough.
Right.
And understand, guns are inherently dangerous. And when you have one, you're bringing a firearm to every interaction that you participate in. So everything you do is a gun incident. How you carry yourself and how you make it out the other side of that incident is really dependent upon you, mostly.
Right.
And mistakes happen, and I think people should go to jail when mistakes happen. I don't think police officers should be held to a different standard than an armed concealed carry holder when it comes time to shoot the wrong person.
Well, I mean, police officers shoot the wrong person more often than regular citizens do, don't they?
Of course.
Yeah.
But, again, you still have to be held to a standard.
Right.
My kid is dead because you mistakenly shot the wrong person. Something still has to be done about it.
Right.
There still has to be investigations and someone has to pay. It's just not, oh, well, he was a cop and sad. And no. A life was snuffed out and it has to be taken care of. But to say that black people don't have a Second Amendment right is ridiculous and almost taking the argument to be childlike. And I can't even take you seriously. It's like, no, I can't take this seriously. What you said, it's like saying the Beatles suck. You cannot like some of their music, but you can't say the Beatles suck.
Yeah. The part that, and I want to talk about this in the next segment, because I believe black America in a lot of cases has been sold this really rancid bill of goods. And in certain areas, they are the most vulnerable. They certainly are the ones most victimized. I do not, and they're victimized by criminals. and I'm not going to get into the, you know, the incarceration thing and everything else, but I am going to get in, I want to get into with you, how many black people you know that carry guns? I mean, I'm sure the numbers are staggering, and they know what they're doing, and they don't get in any trouble, and they don't get shot by the police. I mean, that does happen. I mean, but how often does it happen? And this certainly has nothing to do with the Second Amendment not applying to them. Mr. Simon and I gave up our youth to make sure that it applies to everybody here in these United States. And so he does what he does, and I do what I do. But, you know, I try to make sure that that sticks. But, you know, I saw that declaration, and you're right, he does have an agenda. He's not even a citizen. I get sort of sick of those guys constantly wanting to butt in on that stuff. And he doesn't, to me, he doesn't have a dog in the fight. And I, you know, I remember Piers Morgan. You know, he was constantly in there, and Ted Nugent took him out to shoot AR-15s, and he found it intoxicating, but he still forced himself not to like him. I mean, you could tell he was fighting himself on that one. But.
Well, I'd like to listen to what, again, Trevor Noah, I think his name is. Again, yeah. I don't know that. If he was some kind of expert, and if South Africa was this peaceful oasis of brotherhood and love,
right?
But it's not. Yeah. So if you're going to solve a problem, hey, man, maybe you should solve it in the country that you're a citizen of.
Yeah, well, we can talk about what's about to happen in South Africa anyway. Real quick, tell everybody where they can find you.
RamiaDiversityShoot.com, Simon Says Train on Instagram, Facebook, Second is for Everyone on Facebook.
We'll be right back. My guest is Tony Simon. This is Lock and Load.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, it is a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The perfect cup of coffee from beginning to end. When it's too hot, it's going to bring it down to the perfect temperature. It keeps it there somehow. There's no plug-ins, no nothing. This is all just pure genius done by a bunch of rocket scientists who were bored. Check them out. burnoutmugs.com. Seriously, these guys are rocket scientists, Tony. No kidding. No kidding on that stuff. Bored.
Hey, I was just pulling up some books right now. I don't know where you want to go with this, but books written about black men with guns or by black men with guns. And one is Robert F. Williams. The book is called Negroes with Guns.
Yeah.
He was a Marine Corps veteran that lived in South Carolina back in the day in the 50s and actually had to take up guns against the Klan roaming through his neighborhood trying to attack him.
What about the Deacons for Defense?
The Deacons for Defense was another one. Actually, this nonviolent stuff would get you killed by Charles Cobb Jr. starts off with him going to visit Martin Luther King Jr. and sitting on a gun Martin Luther King Jr. had under his covers in his hotel room.
Right.
And Martin Luther King Jr. said, hey, it's for self-defense.
Yeah.
So I guess it was for him, too.
Nowadays, not too long ago, the police chief Craig of Detroit got out there and said, listen, we're in the middle of a bankruptcy and everybody, you guys need to arm yourselves and be able to take care of yourselves until we can get to you. You would have to think the vast preponderance of the people that did that were black. In Detroit, in their area of jurisdiction. And we have heard many, many stories about Americans who just happen to be black, who go to work and come home every day and everything else, and they've defended themselves with a gun. And inevitably, you know, I mean, listen, if the Deacons with Defense didn't get eliminated during the era of the civil rights clashes that were happening when the Klan was operating, that was a dark time.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I mean...
Detroiters just got their carry permits, however the heck they did it a couple of years ago.
Right.
So you finally had legally armed people in Detroit. Rick Hector actually runs a lot of programs out of there.
Right.
And all of a sudden, bad guys were getting shot at unprecedented numbers.
Right.
Because good guys were tired of their stuff. And yes, most of the good guys were black because good people live in bad neighborhoods too.
Sure.
I lived in one. And all you want to do is raise your family and go back and forth to work and have your stuff still be there when you come back. So, yes, people take care of themselves. People of color take care of themselves. And this guy, again, has an agenda. And somehow it's this whole proud to be a victim thing. Well, if the police are killing me and if the president is racist, but I have a Second Amendment, why would I give my ability to defend myself against a racist government and racist cops? Why would I give that up?
That's a perfectly legitimate question to ask, I think. I have read that the fastest growing segment of new Americans buying guns today are black women, which makes sense to me. And I mean, Rick Ector has told me a couple of stories about black women that he has trained, which he trains a lot of black women on how to shoot. They do very well for themselves, and they stop the attack and they survive the attack, which is all it's meant to be, is just a means to survive and not become a victim. What is the now in New Jersey? What happens if you do armed self defense in New Jersey?
New Jersey still has the same laws about self defense as anywhere else. People somehow go, oh no, you have to run away and run out of the house. No, you don't. No, you don't. Here's something, because I host these classes every year. Learn what the actual self-defense law is where you live. You have the same rights in Jersey inside your home as you do in Texas, where everyone asks if you have the freedom to shoot someone under a law called he needs killing. So, no, it's Jersey has the same defense self-defense laws once they're inside your home. Now, right. You're limited to 10 rounds. But other than that, make those 10 rounds count by getting good training.
What's the thing about hollow point ammunition? I mean, you literally can get put under the jail for having a round of hollow point ammunition in New Jersey, right?
You can get stuck under jail having a round of hollow point in your car if you're not going to the range or coming from the gun store, or if you're just driving around with a box of hollow points sitting on your front seat. Yes, you are breaking New Jersey law. But yes, you can have them in your self-defense firearm in your home. You can have them in your gun going to the range. You can shoot them at the range. It's just, it's another one of those charges they throw on top of you when they just try to hit you with an avalanche of charges at the police station.
Right. Yeah, that, for some reason, that sounds perfectly viable to me, that they would try to pile them on you like that. So,
yeah, in a state where it's illegal to have a slingshot, yes.
You can't have a slingshot in New Jersey.
A slingshot is under the assault weapons ban.
You're kidding me.
I need to tell them a joke.
So these rifles that I see you and your guys with, are these like New Jersey compliant semi-automatic rifles?
Is that every one of them? Yeah.
What makes it a
Right now, I'm holding one. This is going to be our raffle rifle.
Okay.
I'm seeing that. Then
that's pretty good. I'm impressed.
It has a pinned stock, so the adjustable stock is now no longer adjustable. It has a muzzle device on the end that is not a flash hider, so it can have a comp on it, but it can't have a flash hider. So
right.
That's what's on it. It, of course, has no bayonet lug because who wants one of those? I mean, I have one because I'm old and I dig the look. It has a detachable magazine, but, of course, only 10-round mags are legal. And other than that, it's if I had a fixed stock with a 14.5-inch barrel, it would be the same in this state as any other state.
Right.
Yeah. So pretty much if you live in Jersey, get a 14.5 barrel AR, 14.5-inch barrel AR with a fixed stock, and you're good to go.
But I better not drive over the now what happens if and we don't have that much time back, but I've never thought to ask this. If I moved to New Jersey and I've got like, gosh, 60 some odd 30-round magazines just for my AR, what do I have to do with those magazines?
If you don't have them pinned, permanently pinned at 10 rounds before you get here, I suggest you sell them all off, give them away, do whatever, because it's 18 months per magazine in prison.
Oh, well, I would be dead before I got out of that one then, wouldn't I?
Yeah, especially since you're a good guy and you don't know anyone to rat on. Yeah. you can't make a deal?
Well, I do know Evan Knapp, and I've had him on the show before. I think I might be able to. I certainly would be looking for his phone. I think I still have his phone.
Call him before you get to Jersey, and he'll tell you, don't move here.
Don't move here. Yeah, okay. Well, okay. Well, I guess that's about as good of advice as I'm going to get. So, anyway, I want to thank you for taking the time to come and clarify some of this stuff for me. Do you think the Second Amendment will continue to proliferate with black America?
Oh, of course it will. These are bumps in the road. There were three black men. These are the examples the New York Times are using right now. They were killed in the last 6 months by police. In that same 6 months, there were hundreds of thousands of people, according to some numbers, that protected themselves with a firearm. That's not going anywhere.
Right.
Those people aren't giving up their rights for that. That simple.
There you go. There you go. So, thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. Since the last time I spoke to you, we have our Second Is for Everyone podcast, 2A4E podcast, and it's on your favorite podcast app, iTunes, Spreaker, whatever.
Text me the link to that so I can put it in the podcast show notes, please.
Awesome.
Text me that if you would, and I'll stick it in there so it will go out. Second Amendment is for everyone. 2A4E. Number 2A. Number 4E. For everyone. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Glad to be on. See you next NRA.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.